This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Amid recovery efforts, the U.S. state of Florida now has 53 confirmed deaths following Hurricane Ian, while hundreds of thousands of people are still without power. We get more details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Rescuers have evacuated stunned survivors cut off by Hurricane Ian on the largest barrier island of the U.S. state of Florida. A photographer who helps chronicle life on Florida's Sanibel Island stayed there during the hurricane. He tells the Associated Press he knew the storm was serious when two sets of glass sliding windows meant to withstand 150 mile per hour winds gave out.
Initially, it seemed like just a storm of strong winds and a lot of rain. But when the glass sliders blew out, it changed the whole thing. Destruction was water and wind inside. There are 30 units in our complex. 22 suffered the same fate.
Ian was one of the strongest U.S. hurricanes on record when the Category 4 monster smashed ashore at midweek. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Russia has attacked the Ukrainian president's hometown with suicide drones, and this comes as Ukraine has pushed ahead with its counteroffensive that has embarrassed the Kremlin as it seeks to escalate the war by illegally annexing four regions of Ukraine. A photo circulating online pointed to some battlefield movement for Ukraine. In fact, it shows Ukrainian soldiers entering what appeared to be newly retaken settlements. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's ousted coup leader, Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Damiba, left the country for Togo on Sunday, 2 days after he himself was overthrown in a coup, while the new junta urged citizens not to loot or vandalize. Damiba's departure was confirmed by two diplomats who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity due to the sensitivity of the matter. It was not known whether Togo was his final destination, though. Earlier Sunday, religious leaders who had mediated between the factions said that Damiba had offered his resignation as long as his security and other conditions were met. The junta representative later announced on state television that their leader, Captain Ibrahim Traore, officially has been named head of state following the Friday coup that ousted Damiba. The United Nations says that negotiations between Yemen's warring sides have failed to extend a nationwide ceasefire after an agreement was not reached before deadline on Sunday. In a statement, the UN's envoy to Yemen called on all sides to refrain from acts of provocation as the talks continue. The deployment dampers hopes that the six-month-old ceasefire could have been turned into a longer peace. The truce, which initially took effect in April, is the longest lull of fighting in Yemen's civil war, now in its eighth year. The brutal conflict in 2014, when the Iranian-backed Houthis seized the capital and much of northern Yemen and forced the government into exile. Haiti's government on Sunday announced that at least eight people have died from cholera, raising concerns about a potentially fast-spreading scenario and reviving memories of an epidemic that killed nearly 10,000 people a decade ago. Cases from the first cholera deaths were reported 3 years and it came in a community called in the southern part of Port-au-Prince in the gang-controlled seaside slum where thousands of people live cramped in unsanitary conditions. Recapping our top stories, amid recovery efforts to the U.S. state of Florida now has at least 53 confirmed deaths following Hurricane Ian, while hundreds of thousands of people still have remained without power there. Also, Russia has attacked the Ukrainian president's hometown with suicide drones. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.